You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's August 8th, 2024, and welcome to another episode of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. My name is John Wall, and every Thursday morning I bring you the latest video game impressions, industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek delivered to you in just 15 minutes. To ensure that you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show on all major platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And it would be wonderful if you left a review while you're there to help spread the word about the show. I am very happy that you've tuned in today, because on this episode, I'm talking about a very special game. I'm going to be talking about Thank Goodness You're Here. But first, I'm going to be sending out this week's positive vibes to the staff at Game Informer. So after 33 years last week, it was announced that Game Informer magazine was shutting down and its entire staff being laid off by parent company GameStop. This was heartbreaking, but kind of unsurprising news. For years, it's been clear that they were struggling with multiple rounds of layoffs, and GameStop itself has been in financial trouble for a long time. They continued to do great work, but you kind of felt this coming. It honestly seemed like news that a lot of people had been bracing for a while now. I've been reading Game Informer for most of my life, and as someone who also lives in the Twin Cities, there was, you know, always a certain amount of hometown pride that one of the biggest video game publications in the world was based right here. So this one hurts, you know, more than maybe some of the other games media closures that have happened in recent years. I've also, you know, met and known a little bit some of the folks over there and over the years, and they are all super talented and amazing people. I know they'll all land on their feet eventually, and, you know, maybe we'll see another, like, min-max type of creator-owned company, you know, come out of this. Who knows? But in the meantime, you know, I know that this is a tough thing, and people are probably hurting. So positive vibes to everyone over there who was let go, and I do look forward to seeing what great things you all do in your next chapter. I've been playing video games for 40 years. I've seen nearly the entire history of the industry play out before me. In that time, I've seen and played all kinds of games: action, horror, romance, historical dramas, and even a few comedies. In all those years, though, I don't know if I've ever played anything quite like Thank Goodness You're Here. This is a comedic adventure game from Yorkshire, England-based developer Cole Supper, and it's like a British fever dream, which will have you doing everything from buttering up a man who has his arm stuck in a sewer grate to collecting pigeons for a homeless man with no pants. Yeah, there's a lot to unpack here. You play as a tiny little traveling salesman who has arrived in the town of Barnsworth in Northern England. You're here to meet with the mayor, but he's unavailable at the moment. So while you wait, you decide to wander the town and meet some of its inhabitants. As you explore, you'll meet some bizarre folks, like the town butcher or the woman who runs the fish and chip shop, and they're all apparently in need of assistance and, for some reason, ask you to help them out. And the tasks that they need help with fall somewhere in between weird and just flat out bonkers. More on those in a second, though. Let's talk first about the audio and visuals of the game, because I think those are probably the highlights of the game for me. The game features a fun hand-drawn art style that makes it feel like a playable animated series that you might find like on Adult Swim late at night. The world is bright and colorful and ridiculously silly, full of fun little details around the world that will change as you progress and as you revisit areas. So it's a good idea to pay close attention and explore very thoroughly so that you don't miss any of the gags. And then there's the cast of voice actors who all do a fantastic job delivering some truly bonkers lines of dialogue. It's led by Matt Berry, who plays the gardener in town, and he's probably best known as Laszlo from the series What We Do in the Shadows. But everybody does a great job of bringing this bizarre little town to life. As you walk around town, you'll overhear all sorts of chatter and conversations from folks, and it's all weird, and most of it is pretty dang funny. Plus, it's spoken in what I can only assume is a pretty authentic local dialect. And quite a bit of the time, I had to actually read the subtitles to understand what the heck they were saying. The actual playing of the game is pretty simple and straightforward, presented in little sketch comedy-like segments. You can, you know, run around the town, jump, and slap. And that's pretty much it as far as the controls go. You slap to interact with things. You know, you want to open that door? Slap it. Do you want to talk to that construction worker? Slap him. The game really doesn't ask very much of you as far as, like, skill or needing, you know, great timing. Even most of the mini game segments, whether you're mowing the lawn or uncomfortably milking a cow, they come down to just pretty much jamming on the A button or moving the stick back and forth. If you're looking for compelling and rewarding gameplay, you know, this isn't it. But if you want an absurd, interactive British comedy sketch show, you're in luck. It's difficult to talk too much about the specifics of the game and what I thought made it so entertaining and so humorous, because so much of the entertainment I got from it was, you know, the surprise of coming across the goofy townsfolk and the nonsensical situations that they find themselves in. Would I like to tell you all about the well-spoken worm or the sausage fence? Yes, I would. But I think it's probably better for you to find out about those things yourself as you play the game. I should also mention that I played this on the Switch, and the frame rate did get hung up a few times. Nothing, you know, terrible. Didn't wreck the game, but it was noticeable when it happened. It's also available on PC and PlayStation, so maybe those should be your first choices if you have that option, as I expect they probably run a little bit better. But, you know, if you've just got a Switch, it'll be fine. I had a pretty good time with Thank Goodness You're Here. I think most of the jokes land and are pretty darn funny, even though sometimes the weirdometer goes a bit too high. I think your mileage will probably depend on your tolerance level for absurd comedy. Gameplay-wise, I think they could have done more interesting things with the minigame activities, and it is quite short at about 2 hours or so. But I also think that if it was much longer than that, it would overstay its welcome. Taking it for what it is, a short, bizarre, indie British comedy adventure, it wasn't a bad way to spend an afternoon. That dude really needs to put some pants on, though. So I don't usually get too political on this show, but you'll have to excuse me if I need to gush here for a moment, because this week, our very own governor, Tim Walz, was chosen as Kamala Harris's running mate in her bid for the presidency. And if you don't know, there's nothing that Minnesotans love more than bragging when our little state gets some attention. And this announcement has definitely put a spotlight on us this week. I have been a big fan of Walz for a long time, and he has done some great things as governor. He's legalized marijuana. He's made breakfast and lunch free for every school child in the state. He's made sure that women will continue to have the right to make their own decisions about their bodies. And in a move that personally means a lot to me, he made Minnesota a transgender sanctuary state, meaning that not only will Minnesotans continue to be able to get the health care that they need, that they have the right to, but it protects those who travel to the state for care as well. He's been a model for compassionate leadership, and I am super jazzed to see him in the national spotlight. Plus, you know, he's got them dad vibes going on. He would definitely let you win a round of Mario Kart to spare your feelings. So last week's question for Polling at Threads was, if you had to choose one of the following as the only Nintendo franchise that you could play for the rest of your life, which would it be? And your choices were The Legend of Zelda, Mario, Animal Crossing, or Smash Brothers. And the decisive winner was Zelda with 59% of the vote. And that's a pretty good choice considering how large that catalog of games is. In second place was Mario with 24%. Animal Crossing was next with 12%. And 5% of you chose Smash Brothers. I admit I'm a little surprised that Animal Crossing beat out Smash. I didn't think it would, but, you know, I guess that makes sense. I think I might go with Mario. That's just always been a favorite series of mine. For this week's question, I want to know, what was your go-to video game magazine? I know there are far too many to list them all on this poll, but I think these are maybe the four most popular choices. Was it Game Informer? Was it EGM or Electronic Gaming Monthly? GamePro or Nintendo Power? And you know what? If your favorite one isn't one of those four, leave it in the comments on Threads. Maybe you're a big fan of PC Gamer or Game Fan. All good answers. So go visit Midlife Side Quest on Threads after the show to cast your vote, and I'll share the results on next week's episode. And before we wrap up today, I just wanted to let you know that there will not be a new episode next week. Nothing major is going on. I'm not going under the knife again, but I am getting a little procedure done, and I don't think I'll be feeling fit enough to record. So I will see you back on Thursday, August 22nd, for the next new episode. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife SideQuest. I appreciate you making time in your day to hang out with me. You can catch a new episode of the show Thursday mornings wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review while you're there. And you can follow me on Threads by looking for Midlife SideQuest if you'd like to chat after the show. So until next time, be well and happy gaming.